We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Matter.
No doubt.
And if you trade the anchor of your pen and shift everybody up a slot, you're asking for trouble.
How about this? Something we haven't brought up, and there was a report earlier in the week that Johnny Cueto was going to start throwing in the Arizona Fall League. And there's a chance he may be back in September. Like, is that part of Farhan's and Bochy's thought process here where, hey, if they are in it, you know what? We don't really have to be buyers because we're going to get Cueto back. He's lost 20 pounds. Sure, we don't know how he looks. It's almost like the DeMarcus Cousins situation with the Warriors, right? You don't know where he's going to be at, but it's a luxury. And then all of a sudden it becomes a necessity, right, with DeMarcus Cousins in the finals. Like, you're waiting. Like, he's a bonus. Like, if Cueto comes back and you're in the race, and Cueto comes back and he's throwing five, six innings.
I'm out.
You're out on that?
Yeah, I would. That's not in my equation at all. That it doesn't mean I won't accept the gravy if it happens, but I can't expect the gravy. Just can't expect that.
Coming off the Tommy John surgery as well.
I can't. It would be a great bonus, but Cueto doesn't factor into any of my moves that I may or may not make.
Yeah, I don't think you can count on Johnny Cueto providing anything in 2019. I view Cueto's return as, hey, that's good for 2020, just the fact that he can come back and make a couple of starts and maybe shake some of the rust off and prove to himself that he's healthy. That's a step that he can get through this year that he won't have to necessarily get through in 2020, which is great because you're, in theory, going to have him for a couple more years. But as far as what he provides for this year, I don't think you can count on a damn thing.
I thought that report was interesting, though. It's just, you see the report, you hear people in the organization say, hey, man, he's lost 20 pounds, he looks great. He's working out. He's going to start throwing soon. It's like, wow, I thought Johnny Cueto, it would be no chance he play or have a chance to play. And I'm just thinking long term for this season. You know, you get into September and it's like, wait, the Giants are still in it? They survived the dog days of August. All of a sudden they're in it in September. And you got Cueto. It's something to throw out there, something to look at.
I mean, it's not completely dissimilar from what's going to happen with Klay Thompson, although it sure feels like Klay Thompson is more of a sure thing to play next season than Cueto playing this season for the Giants. But, I mean, that's one that you kind of, to me, you put on the back burner.
Right.
And if it works out, you make it's the equivalent of making a solid acquisition late in the season. But, again, yeah, you know how these things go. There'll be two setbacks at some point, and they'll target next spring training.
All right. Something we're going to do next segment, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and a lot of people here in the Bay Area like talking about this stuff. There's a lot of good players, a lot of great athletes that's come through the Bay Area. We have some right now in Steph Curry, Madison Bumgarner. But when it comes to Bumgarner, is he a top five Bay Area athlete ever? Not now. Not in the last 10 years, not in the last 20. Is Madison Bumgarner a top five Bay Area athlete ever? And where do you guys rank him on your list of greatest Bay Area athletes? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Is Madison Bumgarner for you guys a top five Bay Area athlete ever? Hell of a conversation.
We changed it up a little. I thought it was supposed to be top four, a little Mount Rushmore action. But
we didn't want to steal from Dibley.
Well,
if we're stealing from him, he stole it from somebody.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, see, five now. Okay.
Five's a game changer.
Here's how this came up. We were just in the green room before the show batting around some ideas, and JD and Bonte talked about just how Bumgarner is. They said it. He's like Montana. And I thought, my thing was, what? He's not up there with Montana. And these guys say, yeah, he's up there with Montana and Curry. And I said, well, You know, when I think of the Giants, you know, I think of Posey, and I get it. I get it. Bumgarner's better right now, and maybe he's even had a long-term career, but
right.
Man, I mean, Posey's a former MVP. He's like been the staple of,
right.
of the Giants' success.
Rookie of the year.
I get, but what you're saying is there's some kind of connection Bumgarner has with the fans that elevates him into
right.
that. And it's interesting we're talking to.
There's a badass factor,
yep.
I
yeah.
think, that goes with it. Too.
2014 was huge. I think before going into the 2014 playoffs, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I thought Lincecum was the guy, right? It was Posey on offense, and it was Tim Lincecum pitching. Like before 2014 even started, like Lincecum was that guy who put this franchise back on the map. Like Oracle Park was different when number 55 told the mound. It was sure. just different. But when Bumgarner did what he did in the 2014 postseason, it was like, whoa, wait a minute here.
So what Bumgarner did in that postseason is, I realize it's a whole postseason, but it's equivalent to, you know, the Montana to Dwight Clark catch, if you will.
Right.
Or it's equivalent to, I'm trying to think, maybe the Warriors 15-1 playoff run the first year of Durant or something like that. I don't know. I always thought Bumgarner was just a notch below the Poseys, the Lincecums. But
yeah,
I'm not saying I'm right.
Going to be a fun conversation here. 888-957-9570. Is Madison Bumgarner a top five Bay Area athlete ever? And where do you rank him on your list of the greatest Bay Area athletes of all time? We'll do that coming up next. John Dickinson, Matt Stein, it's Bonte Hill here on 95.7 The Game. But first, let's go to Stephen Langford with the latest on what's happening right here on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Bonte. And what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Dialpad. We had a 16-inning battle last night between the Giants and Mets as the Giants were down 2-1 going into the bottom of the inning. Crawford tied it up with a double until Donovan Solano stepped to the plate with the bases loaded and did this with a 1-0 count.
And Solano is going to step up.
Over. 3-2 was your final as Madison Bumgarner went 9 innings, only giving up 5 hits, adding 6 Ks on 94 pitches. Now Giants pitching coach Kurt Young will join Bonte, Steiny, and JD to talk about that performance at 1 o'clock today. Plus, MLB Network's Matt Vasgersian will join Damon and Darren Smith at 4 o'clock. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud. Put a business line on your cell phone and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. Coming up next, is Madison Bumgarner a top five Bay Area athlete? Will Bonte, Steiny, and JD discuss? I'm Stephen Langford, and I am out of here!
Out of here!
That's all right. On the Bay Area's number one sports station, that's 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, it's stuck in the middle. There's no doubt. You've also heard this is part of the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, I believe. Not Pulp Fiction. Don't they?
What is it?
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir. Right. Oh,
but
I remember this scene.
The name of the band is like something.
Yeah, it is.
Right? It's like something. But
yeah.
I can't think of the exact
name. You want me to give
name.
It to you?
Yeah.
Steeler's Wheel.
That's
Steeler's Wheel.
I got to know that. Another one-hit wonder, by the way.
I would know Reservoir Dogs.
Steeler's Wheel. Reservoir Dogs, right?
Yeah,
guys?
Absolutely. Great movie.
That's
Quentin Tarantino.
It's a pretty good one, pretty no good doubt
movie.
About it.
Quentin Tarantino. Great movie, Reservoir Dogs. I remember the scene. This right, this is good.
Was this the ear and the gasoline?
Yep. When the cop starts playing around,
top five most uncomfortable movie moments. That may be in it, along with the scene in Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
with the geek.
Oh, that was brutal. That was brutal. Pulp Fiction.
Couple good movies though, for sure.
Classics. Matt Steinmetz, John Dickinson in for Daryl DeGuru Johnson. Bonte Hill here on 95.7 The Game. We'll talk to Kurt Young at 1 o'clock. Pitching coach of the San Francisco Giants. They're having a good stretch right now. Won 13-15. And, of course, Mad Bum was a start a show last night, 9 innings pitched in a 16-inning affair with the New York Mets, but he gave up 5 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, only threw 94 pitches last night. I was sitting in the left field bleachers last night. The fans wanted him to come back out for the 10th. That's how dominant he was. And he had some bullets left in the tank, but Bochy pulled them. And then Will Smith almost gave it up there at the top of the 10th. But the Giants do survive that. Will Smith survives that. And they win in extras. And they've won 13 of their last 15. They're 6-1 in the second half of post-All-Star break here. And they're hot right now. So we're going to take some calls here because we were just talking before the break about Madison Bumgarner and whether or not he's a top five Bay Area athlete of all time. Top five Bay Area athlete ever. Where do you got him ranked, Steiny? And it will go to you, JD.
Well, my list is, it's tough, first of all. It's really a tough list. But my top five would have to be Montana, Steph Curry, Jerry Rice, Ricky Henderson, and I think I'm putting Buster Posey in there at number five, believe it or not.
Okay.
No Bonds.
No Bonds. No Bonds. No Bonds. I made my bed. I got to lie in it. No Bonds.
No particular order. I go Montana, Rice, Bumgarner, Curry, Bonds. And if and it also, as always with any debate like this, it becomes how far back you want to go.
Right. Because I think
originally the conversation I want to say was maybe 1980 to the present.
Right.
Was kind of how we were talking about it.
Because I brought up Reggie Jackson, I saw Steiny immediately shake his head. No.
And Willie Mays, obviously Juan Marichal would be two that come to mind immediately.
And really, if we're talking Bay Area, do you put McCovey ahead of Mays?
I think so.
I think
he'd be in the conversation.
You know what I mean? Because you know Willie obviously spent a lot of time elsewhere, but Reggie's definitely gets consideration if you go. Yeah, we could put a cap on in like 75-80.
All right. See, I have Madison Bumgarner, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Barry Bonds, and Stephen Curry. And I had a really hard time.
I've missed the boat on Bumgarner, apparently, because he doesn't come to mind. Like, Tim Lincecum almost comes to mind more than Bumgarner. I know Bumgarner's had a better career. But it's true, if you're saying athlete, that does mean performance and what they've done. I guess I'm sleeping on Bumgarner, my bad.
I mean, you know who I'm sleeping on, and it was tough for me to not put him on this list, is Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott with his 4 Super Bowl wins, hard-hitting safety. When you thought of the 49ers of the 80s, you thought of Montana, you thought of Dwight Clark, you thought of Jerry Rice, you thought of guys like Ronnie Lott and Keena Turner. Like, he's right there, I think. Roger Craig could be in a conversation. You know, we're getting a lot of texts here on the Chilton Auto Body text line from 707, Montana, Rice, Bonds, Curry, and Clay Thompson. Will Clay Thompson have an argument? Because when you talk about popularity, likability, skill set. Clay's making a case, fellas. Clay's
living my best life.
He is living his best life.
But we're talking about the top five. And Curry's got to be there. And Montana's got to be there. See, I don't think Clay's up in that level. Curry and Montana, to me, they're above even Bumgarner and Jerry Rice.
Wow.
To me, it's Curry and Montana are like 1 and 1A now. And Rice and Bumgarner are that second tier.
Wow. That's
strong. I would put Bonds in the Curry Montana as well. Just for all-time greatness.
Yes.
And he doesn't have the championships, which become...
Well, the other thing is...
wasn't likable, right?
Now, that's what I'm taking then, part
and
of
then,
that
and
into
then
consideration.
And then we get into the steroid thing,
right.
too.
Right, right. But if it's just on the field, then I do think it changes. Then I do... The Bonds got to be there. I always look at this as like who's the icons of the Bay Area. I'm not saying Bonds isn't an icon, but because he's got a little taint, you know, like I look at Bonds and Ricky Henderson, and I get it. Bonds is a home run leader, but Ricky Henderson to me is almost as great of a player as Barry Bonds overall. And I put Ricky above Barry Bonds just because of the reputations of both players.
Let's take it to the phone lines here, fellas. 888-957-9570. Where do you rank Madison Bumgarner in your top five list when it comes to Bay Area athletes? Or what is your top five? We'll start with Jason in Stockton. Jason, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's your top five when it comes to Bay Area athletes? Jason there? All right, put him back on hold, see if he's there. Let's go to Brian in Sunnyvale. Brian in Sunnyvale, what is your top five when it comes to Bay Area athletes?
Okay, so first of all, guys, this is really, really, really tough. Great show, and JD, nice filling in for Guru. I would say I loved the notion of Montana and Curry as sort of in their own, and I would put Bonds there too, so I think that was JD that said that, so I agree with that. Okay, the next two become really tough, because what about Rick Barry?
Mm.
Not necessarily the most likable guy, but I remember that 75 championship Warriors team, and he was unbelievable. I mean, he was an unbelievable basketball player. And then when you talk about Bumgarner versus Buster, I guess, so this is tough, but I think I have to tip my cap. And again, if Rice fills out the fourth slot, I probably would tip my cap to Buster, and here's why. It's mainly because he's caught all of these cats. And I think the signal caller in the game is probably the most pivotal and important position. And he caught all these greats, and I think he helped them be great. So I have to tip the cap. But I think the listeners shouldn't miss the fact that Bumgarner has a lifetime ERA just over 3. But his World Series ERA, or his postseason is 2.1. His, you know, out of 102 innings pitched, there's only 24 earned runs. He only gave up 74 hits, and he had like 87 strikeouts. I mean, the guy is a postseason legend. So if you talk about who's the most clutch, I would put Joe and Bumgarner when it counts. Those are my thoughts.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, I got a buddy who's a big baseball fan, and he texted me. I get tired of hearing Madison Bumgarner is the greatest of all time in the World Series. Mickey Lolich threw 3 complete games and beat Bob Gibson in the 1968 World Series. He also hit a home run. Also, Louis Tiant won 3 games for the Red Sox back in the mid-70s. They lost the series 4-3 to the Reds. But Louis Tiant, there were a rain delay or two. He almost won 4 games in a series.
That's awesome. Let's go to Javier in San Jose. Javier, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's your top five when it comes to Bay Area athletes, the best Bay Area athletes ever? Give us your top five, Javier.
Okay, how you doing, guys? I'm actually a little older than you guys, so the main question is Bumgarner, is he a top five athlete, the best in the Bay Area? I don't think he's a top 10 pitcher in the Bay Area, to be honest with you.
Give it to
Bumgarner's
us.
Bumgarner's never won 20 games. He's never won the Cy Young Award. So, yeah, he had a couple of good games in the play on the World Series, and I understand that. That was a fantastic job. But, you know, I don't see his credentials. Juan Marichal was a hell of a lot better pitcher for the Giants than Bumgarner. I mean, there are just so many good Bay Area pitchers that are better. And forget about football and basketball. The other guy was right. Rick Barry is a stud. There's no doubt about it. Look at Dave Stewart and Dennis Eckersley. My God.
Well, here's the thing about Bumgarner. You could make a case that he's had – what he did in that World Series was the greatest clutch performance the Bay Area has seen. Montana, obviously, would be up there. But what else equal in terms of clutch, in terms of moments when the biggest games are being played – Mad Bum came through. I mean, he not only came through, he starred. And there is something that puts you on another level when you are the obvious best player in a championship. And that's what Bumgarner was that year.
And I think the way I differentiate between Bumgarner and Posey, it's the fact that Bumgarner was relevant and a huge part of a 2010 championship, and Bumgarner's still pretty good
right.
in 2019,
right.
where Matt Cain was great, and granted, his level started before, the Giants were good, and then it dipped, you know, in the mid-teens, and then Lincecum had his flash, but he was kind of done by 13 in terms of being a real factor. Bumgarner is still a factor, I guess, even right. today, at a higher level than right. Posey is, at a higher level and for longer than any of those other guys. So that's why he's the number one Giant of this era, that championship era for me.
From the Chilton on Nobody text line here, we're getting some Joe Thornton, some Patrick Marlowe's in the conversation. Frank Gore. This is from Frank Gore from the 707. Also from the 707, Gene Upshaw in the top five.
Come on. Listen, I'm not. Yeah, how can you say this without sounding like a goof? But come on, Gene Upshaw.
Get out of here.
You said it.
Yeah, I'll say it. Get out of here.
Gene Upshaw's really good. Really good.
No doubt. But this is, I mean, he wouldn't, I don't think he'd make my top five Raiders in terms of Bay Area. Tim Brown probably makes it ahead of him.
See, I think Tim Brown's a little overrated.
Hall of Famer, sure,
but I'm not a big Tim Brown
guy. I don't think Tim Brown sniffs this list.
Who are we talking about? Jim Otto's ahead of Gene Upshaw. A center.
Gene Upshaw's right there, though.
I mean, Biletnikoff, LaMonica.
Tatum. George Atkinson.
Sure.
Let's go back out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570. Orlando and San Bruno wants to give us a top 10 list. Orlando, we only need five. You got to shorten the list to five Bay Area athletes ever. We're capping it at 1970. What was it, 1975?
I don't know. It's a movable post.
All right.
Yeah, 70 can include guys like Reggie Jackson, if you yep. want, or those A's guys.
Sal
not
Bando.
The Mays Marischals.
Right.
Let's say.
All right, Orlando, give us your top five.
I have Mays, Montana, Rice, Curry, Bonds, Lincecum, Posey, Baum, and then the last two spots, the Ricky. Rick Barry and Ricky Henderson.
It's a good list.
It's a great list.
It's a really good list.
Great list. If you had to cut it down to five, who wouldn't make the cut, Orlando?
That's tough. I mean, with now going to what you guys said, the 1975 and above, I guess it would be Montana, Rice, Curry, and I'm sorry, you know, I went to the baseball game on Father's Day when Bonds didn't expect that, and I fell in love with them after that.
Was that the home run and the throw out at home? Or the throw out at home and then the home run?
And then jump to steal a home run against the Astros.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Orlando.
It's a fun list here. Let's go to Tony in Pittsburgh. Tony in Pittsburgh, you're on 95.7 The Game. Give us your top five here, Bay Area athletes of all time. Top five.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. I would go Montana, Rice, Ricky Henderson, Steph Curry, and then if we can't put Mays in there, you know, I guess I would have to put Buster Posey in there just based on what he's done and, you know, the amount of sparklers he has on there. But guys aren't putting Ricky Henderson in their top five.
I did.
Gentleman's from the Bay Area.
I did. He's in my top five.
Steiny, you absolutely did. And obviously you're the only person out there who hasn't started Friday celebrating a little bit early.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Why, for you, why Posey over Bumgarner?
You know what? Really good question. I just think, you know, pitcher versus position player, we're talking about athletes, even though Bumgarner's got a great stick, it's a day in and day out type of thing, and we're talking about athletes.
Yeah, fair enough.
I like that. Thank you for the phone call, Tony. Let's go to Rich in Los Altos. Give us your top five, Rich, here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on. Barry Bonds is the best show I've ever seen in sports. He was the most dominant athlete, period, I've ever seen. So I'm putting him number one. I'm a lifetime Bay Area guy. Number two, I got Jerry Rice. Number three, I got Montana. And as far as four and five, it's debatable. You can talk about all those old guys, Willie Mays, all those guys. But I guess, which I don't want to just say that Willie Mays might be at the top of the list. What am I saying? But Gardner, I've been yelling all the time. I think it's crazy to trade him. I think they should keep him for his career and try to help him out. And I think he's awesome, way underpaid, way undervalued. And I don't really understand the reason for most of those things I just said, but that's all I got.
Well, he's underpaid because he's, what, JD, signed very early in his career, and it was a long-term contract.
5 years, $35 million?
I mean, think about that.
That was crazy.
He actually, good chance he misses the really big money, you know?
Yeah,
he already has.
Right.
So what? Let me ask you this.
He also could, and this is going back to the trade clause, and just, you know, Bonte, you said leverage, and we were kind of throwing it around. It's a matter of, hey, Astros, you want me? You want to trade for me? Giants, you're cool with who we're taking back? Well, if you want me to go there, then you gotta pay me.
Right.
You gotta pay me now.
Right.
For next year, for the following year. I mean, it's one avenue to maybe try to recoup some expense.
Yeah.
On Twitter here, from Slim, on Twitter, he says, Marshawn Lynch got to be top five.
No chance.
I don't even know if he's top 25, top 50.
He might not be top 100.
Top
200? You don't play 2 years with the team and get out of here.
Well, but
he'd be on the Seattle Mount Rushmore.
Are we not showing the Sharks any love? Patrick Marleau?
Joe Thornton deserves consideration.
Owen Nolan? Remember Owen Nolan?
I think if it's any Shark, it's got to be Thornton. And you know why? And here's the bottom line. It's not a big hockey area except for the hardcores. So what name is the most known? To me, it's Joe Thornton. He's the biggest name of the Sharks to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
I mean, he's
Joey Chestnut. Come on.
Joey Chestnut. We got a Joey Chestnut. That's great. That's great. By the way, that 30 for 30. Did you guys watch that? I did watch it. Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut.
I just don't. Yeah. I think it's all kind of, what do I want? A gimmick. The water part of it just does it. I lose my enjoyment that they soak it in water and they just basically shove it down their throat.
Oh, man.
I need to see bites. I need to see chewing. I mean, they should have two categories, the wet bun and the dry bun. But because I'll tell you what, you get Chestnut with a dry bun, he's mediocre.
Mediocre. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I know he's out there listening. Frank Gore. A lot of Frank Gore on the body text line.
Chestnut knows.
So he has to know. A lot of Frank Gore on the body text line.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, where's Frank Gore going to be at, JD?
Not on the list, but, you know, he's the greatest 49er running back of all time.
Is he a top 25? Top 25?
Better than
Roger Craig?
Roger Craig?
Yeah.
That's tough for me.
Thousand?
That's tough for me.
Yeah.
That's tough for me. I don't even know how Roger Craig is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That one kind of bothers me. That does bother me.
I do
when you look at his career as opposed
going to be, right?
Yeah. Gore
like,
will
Gore's
be.
A no-brainer.
He should be. He
Gore's
should
the
be.
Only guy, I think Gore's, what, seventh all-time now? And the top nine, I think, are all in the Hall of Fame. So, obviously, he's still playing. Yeah, Frank Gore's going in the Hall
of
Fame.
Well, Roger Craig should be. You go look at his career as opposed to Terrell Davis with the Denver Broncos. I mean, you look at just the stats there, and it's just like Roger had any one more Super Bowl. So
I think there's a case to be made, but I would for Craig to be in. But I think Gore is above Craig, in to me in every facet other than championships.
Yeah,
Gore is above Craig.
By the way,
not as a pass catcher.
Just yeah, Roger, I just mean just over just if we're taking championships out of it, just running backs. I'm ranking Gore ahead of Craig. That's all. But I think there's a case to be made for Craig to be on the list and in the Hall of Fame.
By the way, tune on the body text line, 925. This is pretty funny. It's not funny, but it's a good argument. Christy Yamaguchi.
For show.
Sure.
Nobody even mentioned Chris Mullen.
Haven't mentioned Chris Mullen. Tim Hardaway.
Somebody asked who the greatest Earthquakes player is. That's got to be Wando, right?
Yeah,
not
no
close.
Not even close. Not even close. Let's go to Jay in Oakland. Continue this conversation. Jay in Oakland, give us your top five Bay Area athletes of all time here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Jay?
Friday. Thank you guys for taking my call. First of all, I want to give props out there. I mean, you put a lot of thought into that dry bun versus wet bun, and I think that we should acknowledge that. Thank you. Cheers to you for that. I'm agreeing with most of the callers that are there. About the top five, I think it's obvious that Montana and Curry are going to be the top in there. What I'm racking my head about is Bonds. I mean, everybody has in common is a championship, and Bonds doesn't have it. And is there a criteria for a championship? Because if so, You need to replace Bonds with Ricky Henderson, the man that changed the whole game and is arguably one of the greatest players in that game. Definitely the greatest leadoff ever. Stolen bases. He started the whole split screen. He's from Oakland. He's from the town. I'll take you guys' opinions out there. First round's on me. I'll see you guys.
Where? Yeah. Where at?
Ricky Henderson is maybe the toughest or the next toughest to get out of my top five. If we're saying, hey, you can expand this thing to seven, six, seven, Ricky's right there.
What about Steve Young?
Below those guys.
Yeah, is he a top 15?
Maybe.
Above Roger Craig.
I'm with that.
And he's probably above Frank Gore, too.
I think so.
Quarterback, more valuable than running back.
Terrell Owens?
He went too many places.
Yeah.
And I think a big part of it is you're in the Bay most of your career.
Right. Jim Plunkett, Jim Gore's championship.
Is that true? Frank Gore's 500 away from number three all time?
Yep. He's still playing in Buffalo.
He's
in Buffalo
last
now.
Last I looked, he must have been at six or
He's in Buffalo now. It's funny. We haven't even mentioned Mark McGwire. We'll continue this conversation coming up next here. What about Tom Brady? Is Tom Brady a Bay Area athlete? Should we throw him on this list? We'll get back to baseball in a little bit. Yesterday, though, the MVP odds in the NBA were released. And you will want to hear where Steph ranked on the list. Is it too high, too low, just right? We'll get into that. Plus, we'll continue to take your phone calls here. Top five athletes in the Bay Area of all time. We'll take your calls coming up. 888-957-9570. It's John Dixon, Matt Stein, it's Bonta Hill right here on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Song always makes me think of Remember the Titans. Just right away. I hear this song, and it's Remember the Titans right away.
Is there a reason you usually bring a song back, for, or it's random? Like, is Ain't No Mountain High Enough something that has to do with the show?
Sometimes, but today just, it's a nice day out. It's Friday. Feel good Friday.
Now, how old are you, Pappas?
28.
That's not, you know what, you,
I, got respe- a nice touch,
I respect huh? guys who have lots of different tastes in music. So you clearly like all kinds of music.
Oh, yeah, I try to be diverse.
Nice. That's nice. Thank you. That's a credit to your parents.
And you need to start.
My mom, it goes to my mom. My mom's got fantastic music taste.
So mom, we said
shows,
hi.
Yeah.
Mom listens to the
Mama
show.
Pappas.
I met
yeah.
Pappas' mother.
Yeah, she's a great lady. Great lady.
Dynamite. My dad, too, and people... he went back for seconds and thirds.
That's right. He did. That's right.
By the way, you got to start tweeting out your playlist. A lot of people always ask, can you tweet out the playlist? Let us know what you played today. So just start doing that, Pappas. Good job there behind the glass. 888-957-9570. Top five Bay Area athletes. We'll talk about the NBA MVP odds in just a second here. Well, I want to clear the board, Steiny. Matt Stein, John Dickinson in for Daryl DeGuru Johnson, Bonta Hill. Don't forget, Kurt Young will join the show at 1 p.m., the Giants pitching coach. They're playing well. Let's hear what he had to say about Bumgarner's start last night, the bullpen. Where's Will Smith at? Is he worried about Will Smith in the ninth and tenth innings there as the Giants closer? But let's get back out to the phone lines here. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado, and go to David. In Denver, he has his top five Bay Area athletes ever. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Hey, man, love y'all, man. But I got to say, I don't know if I'm hearing this right. If there was a top five for San Francisco Giants, I guess I'd see Mad Bum in there. And I guess the whole World Series title thing is weighted heavily. But who would start putting Mad Bum in a top five of all-time Bay Area legend? And Ricky Henderson not in there?
I'm with you right now.
I'm with you, David.
Yeah,
he was a beast. He was a beast in the. So I'm an A's fan, but I first will give it. He was a beast. He brought you guys some titles. I get it, but all time Bay Area.
Who's your top five, David?
Sorry, man,
who's your top five?
Sorry, top five. That's a subjective thing. I'm gonna go Jerry, Joe, Steve, Ricky, Barry. Bam.
Steve Young, huh? Interesting.
He brought us a World Series.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, but yep. That's still debatable. I'm just like, I'm asking you guys, like, seriously, how Mad Bum, I don't know, man.
I'm kind of, hey, David.
More like Giants.
Yeah, David, I'm,
you know what I mean?
I'm with you. I'm not saying you and me are right, but I'm kind of with you on Bumgarner.
World Series MVP.
I can't diminish any of his accomplishments.
Here's where Ricky loses it a little bit for me. Okay, he's with the A's from 79 to 84. Okay, yeah, and he was an all-star, great player.
Yeah.
They made the playoffs one time in that span, and then he's gone. 85, 86, 87, 88, comes back mid-89, wins a World Series, wins the MVP the year after he wins a World Series in 1990, and he's an all-star again in 91. He's around in 92, then he's gone again, and then he's not the same player. And he like it just wasn't – he wasn't around long enough and great enough and won enough.
And you know what? That criteria is correct. For some reason, I give him a bump because he's a Bay Area guy.
That's fair.
And it's almost like obviously he was phenomenal with the Yankees. But because he's a Bay Area guy, I think you throw him in there. But you're right. I mean, in terms of years in the Bay, what, seven?
Yeah, well,
and then
you look
at the numbers he had in the Bay, too, with the stolen base numbers. Like, the dude stole 100 bases in 80, 130 in 82, and 108 in 83. I mean, that is sick. That is sick. Think about that. A guy stole 130 bases in a season.
I wonder if Ricky Henderson were coming up now, I wonder if he would choose to be and they would use him the same way as they did, you know, 20 years ago.
Right.
When the stolen base was a much, much, much bigger weapon. I mean, I was a huge Yankee fan, and it's true. Walk, steal, ground ball to the right side, sack fly, 1-0. It happened very, very, very frequently.
All day long. All day long. Where's Dennis Eckersley? Does he qualify for this?
See, to me, he had one of the greatest individual years of all time. So, you know, he's another one. Pitched in Boston, pitched other places. But he had one great – that year stands the test of time. You go back and look at the – I always love going back and looking at some numbers, and you're like, holy, like you almost forget.
Are you talking about the 90 season when he had the
1.34? He was 7-1, I want to say, with 50 plus saves and an ERA in the ones.
1992. 1.72 ERA, 51 saves. And I think in like a 4-year span, I don't think he walked more than like 20 batters.
Well, yeah.
Which is sick.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The year I remember was because I thought there was a year where he had an ERA under 1. And it was 90. He had an 0.61 ERA in 90.
How many saves?
How many saves in 90? 48 saves in 90.
And what was his record?
4-2 in 90.
What
was 7-1 year you're talking about is 92.
Okay, that's the year that I remember.
92.
Yeah, that was
1.91 ERA.
Roberto Alomar beat him in the playoffs, and yeah.
Man, those are some sick years. Dennis Eckersley. Let's go back out to the fall lines. 888-957-9570. This is a lot of fun. Your top five Bay Area athlete ever. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Tony, what's happening? Give us your top five here on 95.7 The Game.
Give my call. My top five is simple. Ricky Henderson, Dave Stewart, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and Dwight Clark.
Ooh. Vote Dwight for Clark? Dwight Clark.
That's right. Turned the 49ers whole franchise around.
Well, yeah, he's kind of like Eckersley. There was a play that became, not that Eckersley did, but that play kind of did push the Niners into the Niner dominant era. That is definitely the play.
If we're talking about top five moments.
Eckersley, Kurt Gibson.
Oh, my God.
Well, top five
Clark,
moments.
Dwight Clark
with the catch.
Dwight Clark.
That's got to be. I mean, just without thinking, it's got to be number one. It's got a nickname, the catch. What about, that's another good one.
But the Eckersley, like, do you think Bay Area fans maybe take a little away from Eckersley for that Kurt Gibson at bat in the 88 World Series?
Yeah, maybe. You know, it might be the last thing they remember. You know, somebody here is saying if Willie Mays isn't on the list, we're delusional. Now, we've addressed Willie Mays. There are a lot of Bay Area natives that think of Willie McCovey more as a San Francisco guy than Willie Mays. But if you, I mean, Willie Mays speaks for himself.
Yeah, a lot of Bo Jackson on the Chilton Autobody text line. Bo Jackson didn't play in Oakland. Played with the L.A. Raiders. L.A. Raiders. I mean, he's really good. He was up to L.A. Raiders.
I'm trying to think of, now I'm fixated on greatest sports moments in the Bay. I'll tell you,
should we
it's
go
funny,
there?
The one,
throw that
the one
out?
That just came,
tough.
The
That's
one
tough.
That just came to me right away was a Owens catch against the Packers.
Yep, wild card game.
Where he got absolutely annihilated in the end zone, but he held on to the ball.
You know who hit him? Darren Sharper, I believe. I think it was Darren Sharper.
Wait, is he the guy who?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that's it. He's a bad guy in any league.
He's a
bad guy in any league.
I actually want to throw to that, Stardy. You brought something up. Top five Bay Area moment, sports moment, because that's interesting. You got to catch one. You got to catch two. Hell, you got to catch three with Alex Smith and Vernon Davis. You got the Warriors winning on home soil in 2017, game five.
You know what, though? I don't remember much about that game. I do remember Durant's
three.
Shot over LeBron, though, in game four.
Game three.
That
right?
Made it 3-0?
Yeah, 3-0.
That's right, 3-0. Yep. That's right, because Cleveland had a shot to win it, and then they would have had a shot to tie it at 2-2. That's right. I think Durant's shot may... That may be it, because that's turned into a signature shot for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Top five moment for you, JD? Not to cut you off here, but anything comes to mind?
I mean, that... I'm trying to think Giants-wise. I mean, the Ishikawa home run to win the pennant. I mean, home runs to win the pennant is...
Right.
Like, that just doesn't happen.
It's huge.
Very often. So that's got to be in the conversation.
What about...
49ers, I think, is pretty good. I mean, I think you almost have to go like Montana to John Taylor
right.
in the Super
well,
Bowl.
True.
Super Bowl 23.
Like coming back and
that's
winning that
true.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 23.
Is one that comes to mind.
Cal Stanford play? The play?
Oh, you know what? That's got to be there.
What about?
That's got to be
and
there.
And is it what Bay Area or does it have to happen in the Bay Area? Yeah. Like then
involving Bay
that?
Area teams.
I would say Bay involving teams. Bay Area teams.
What about Buster Posey's grand slam against Matt Latos? Game five. The NLDS in 2012.
It's a good one.
But didn't that just, that didn't win the game. It gave him enough cushion.
Gave him enough cushion because they held on for dear life in that game. But it was a huge,
yeah,
huge
I
hit.
Mean, if it's a two-run single, they probably end up losing the game.
Right? That's true.
Pablo Sandoval, three-home-run game against,
that's
you
right.
know, two against
Forgot
Verlander.
About that too.
I mean, there's a lot of moments here. Let's go to Leon on I-5. Leon on I-5, give us your top five Bay Area athletes ever.
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's
see you guys all the time. You guys do a great job. My top five. Now, this is some criteria we got to talk about, because are you talking just about athletes that played in the Bay Area or athletes that are from the Bay Area or athletes? Like, what's the clear criteria for this?
Well, honestly, Leon, we didn't really nail it down like that, but I would say it's guys who played their professional career in the Bay Area for the most part.
That's what I was trying to stick to.
Yeah.
Because I was going to throw Tiger Woods in there, being that, and also nothing was an amateur or professional.
Yeah.
You guys determined that as well. But I would go number one, clearly, Barry Bonds.
Wow.
If you ever watch Barry Bonds play baseball, forget all the other stuff. If you watch him play the game and you know baseball, then you know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Oh, we lost him on I-5.
Why did you amen that?
Because he was just fantastic. I mean, he is just—it's just greatness at it. And he's so great that it almost doesn't matter that he didn't win a championship. Like, that's the level of greatness that he reached.
There was a time when I would watch Barry Bonds bat and think, this is the only player I've ever seen where the batter has the advantage over the pitcher. I mean, he really, his eye was unbelievable. His discipline was maybe the greatest of all time. Ricky Henderson had some great discipline, too.
And but, I know we're getting all the enhancements and steroids, and he wasn't a good guy, and I get all of that, but there was – nobody has been that dominant.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody in my lifetime in baseball. I don't know that anybody
– in the context of this conversation we're having, obviously.
He was a guy where if you wanted to go grab a beer, there was no doubt you were waiting until Bonds – went up to the plate.
I mean, that is true.
I mean, like there's players where he was like, I can go get some garlic fries right now and call it the day. Barry Bonds was like, I need to stop what I'm doing. No matter where I'm at, if I'm at home, at the park, I'm watching what he's doing. It was just electric. It was electric. And you talk about his Pittsburgh Pirate years. I mean, this is what I like to do sometimes. Buddies and I, we get drunk and throw a baseball reference, and we just start looking at numbers, right? We talked about that earlier, Stein. You look at numbers. And I remember being drunk one night, and I'm looking at his Pirate days in 1990. I'm thinking, telling my boy Big Dog, we call him Big Dog City. Hey, Big Dog, do you realize in 90 Bonds stole 52 bases? Like he was putting up video game numbers before all the enhancements. Like it's sick when you look at the back of the baseball card of guys like Ricky Henderson and Barry Bonds.
Somebody on the text line brought this up, and you could make a case that it's one of the most unique moments in sports history when they walked Barry Bonds with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Yep. Arizona
Diamondbacks. Just think about that.
Yep.
We never even heard stories like that about Babe Ruth or DiMaggio, Ted Williams, but we saw it.
And yeah. And it worked.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's amazing.
I mean, Bonds breaking the home run record, if we're just talking about moments, whether it's the single season home run record or the all-time home run record, I think both. Chilton Ottobody text line contributing to a lot of these.
Yep.
Bumgarner game 7 is one. I mean, we've been talking about Bumgarner, and that's his signature moment.
Yep.
I do think the A's 20-game winning streak is in that conversation.
Scott,
and if you want to, Hatteberg, punctuation mark on that. I think that most definitely should be.
Couple others from the text line. Baron Davis's dunk over Kirilenko.
Great
huge
moment.
Huge
Dallas Braden's perfect game on Mother's Day.
Hell of a moment.
A pretty good one, too.
What about the Sharks?
I was thinking, when I think of Dallas Braden, I don't think of the perfect game. I think of him telling Alex Rodriguez to get off the mound.
That was good. Let me hit this legal. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. We're going to push back the NBA MVP odds talk for just a second here. Clear the phone lines. John Dickinson in for Daryl DeGuru Johnson. Matt Steinmetz here, of course, before he goes on vacation. The guy's going to Europe. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Zion Bonte Hill. Maybe a little. Just a little snippet.
Very little.
Got to give the people a little something. What's on the itinerary?
We'll see.
You know, big Bay Area moments. What about the Sharks coming back from 3-0 against the Vegas Knights? I don't think I can ever go to a hockey game again. JD, we were there. And that was the same night when Damian Lillard
went bye-bye
to OKC.
The Sharks, that third period in overtime.
Unbelievable.
That's definitely there.
Unbelievable.
I think that might be the signature moment in Sharks history.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
It felt like there we believe, in a way.
Coming back from a 3-1 deficit.
My guy
series.
Dan Daly saying when Jason Kidd led Cal over Duke in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, wow.
Big deal.
Lamon Murray and Jason Kidd.
Here's one for you. I was working at the Santa Rosa Press Democrat at the time when Cal beat Duke. And I was putting headlines on stories. And, yeah, you try to be clever, you know, but you got to. So I had to put a headline on the story. And I said, my headline was, Cal wins devil of a game over Duke. And they didn't like it. They just said, it just misses the mark. I'm like, come on. You get it, devil of a game.
That was Bobby Hurley's last game.
Capital D devil.
Bobby Hurley's last game with Duke.
And that ended their run, right? Duke had won the last 2 years.
Yep. That ended their
run.
You're
right.
Ended their run. Bobby Hurley's last game. Jason Kidd, balling, cover of Sports Illustrated. Lamon Murray, remember him?
Absolutely.
Lamon Murray was on that team. That was a fun Cal team. Then the next year, they lost to Wisconsin Green Bay in the first round of the tournament. I left school early that day, middle school, to go watch that game, and they lost to Wisconsin Green Bay, and that was it for Jason Kidd and Lamon Murray at Cal Berkeley. Let's continue with the phone calls, fellas. Joe in Napa has his top five list ready. Bay Area athletes, top five Bay Area athletes ever. Joe, you're on 95.7 The Game. Give it to us.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
For me, I think there needs to be a little bit of clarification. And I think the way I'm looking at it is, you know, if you go back to the 80s, you know, anything before the 80s is too old. And
wow.
I break it down to,
all right.
And I break it down to, you know, there's a lot of different sports, but basically it's the Warriors, 49ers, Raiders, Giants, A's, and Montana, Rice, that just, they represent the Niners. So they're in. Curry, it's a no-brainer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.